Jack Stalwart has arrived in Paris to help recover the Mona Lisa, which has been stolen from the Louvre. What happens next is a bit unexpected. The first person he wants to question is crying her eyes out. Bonjour, said Jack. Je m'appelle Jack Stalwart.
Hello?
The cleaning woman answered Jack in English.
My name is Helen.
I am here from the Global Protection Force, Jack explained. Can you tell me exactly what you saw when you noticed the painting was missing? Helen looked at him with scared eyes.
Well, as I told Chief Inspector Pierre, I was on my way into the Mona Lisa room when my assistant Jean-Paul rushed out. I didn't think much of it at the time because Jean-Paul is a bit of a nervous person. But then I walked into the room and the Mona Lisa wasn't there. I immediately reported the theft to security.
Did Jean-Paul say anything to you? Jack asked.
Not a thing, said Helen, sniffing.
What colour hair does Jean-Paul have?
Brown, although sometimes in the light it can look a bit red.
Interesting, thought Jack. It sounds as if I need to speak with Jean-Paul.
He lives near the Eiffel Tower on Rue Saint-Charles, offered Helen, wiping away her tears, in the house to the right of the barber shop.
When Jack walked out of the great doors of the Louvre, he found himself in the middle of a square with a giant fountain and lots of pretty flowers. In the distance, he could see people lounging in chairs near a water feature and a collection of beautiful trees and shrubs. He looked at his map. He was facing a garden called the Tuileries. He turned left through the Tuileries and headed towards the Seine, the mighty river that flows right through Paris. Jack crossed a bridge and turned right, following the Seine as it wound its way round. Up ahead, he could see the Eiffel Tower, a massive iron monument that soared 320 metres up into the sky. Jack passed the Eiffel Tower and headed down Rue Saint-Charles. The barbershop Helen had mentioned was on the corner. Jack stopped at the house and knocked on the door. There was no answer. He knocked again, harder.
Bonjour,
said a shy male voice from the other side. Bonjour, said Jack. My name is Jack Stalwart. I am here to see Jean-Paul. All of a sudden, Jack heard the sound of feet running away from the door. He heard a thud. Then there was silence. Quickly, Jack tried the door. He was in luck. It wasn't locked. He stepped inside and looked around. From an open window to his right, he could hear footsteps running down the street. He dashed to the window and looked outside. Jean-Paul! Jack yelled to the man who was running away. I just want to ask you a few questions. The man had reddish-brown hair and he kept running. Jack raced back out onto the street and chased after the man. He raced past the Eiffel Tower and across a bridge, then headed towards the Place de la Concorde and turned right down a small road. He dashed past the post office, a supermarket and a bakery, and down another street to the right. Wait! Jack gasped. I just want to talk to you! Eventually, the road ended and the man was trapped. He turned to Jack with fear in his eyes.
I didn't do it! He panted, trying to catch his breath. I didn't steal the Mona Lisa!
Then why are you running away? Asked Jack.
Because I saw something, the man gasped for breath, and I am afraid for my life.
It's okay, said Jack, trying to calm him down. Maybe if you tell me what you saw, I can help. Jack wasn't sure whether to trust Jean-Paul, but for the moment, he figured he'd give him a chance.
Last night, explained Jean-Paul, as I walked into the room, I saw a man standing in front of the Mona Lisa. His back was to me, so I stepped back outside, but I watched to see what he was doing. You see, Helen and I are the only ones allowed in the room after the museum closes. The man put a black glove on his right hand,
Then five thin red lights shot from his fingertips. He moved his hand around the box that protected the Mona Lisa, and the lights sliced the front off. I was so scared, I ran away. Jack thought Jean-Paul's description was interesting, as he'd already guessed it was a laser that had cut the glass. Maybe Jean-Paul was telling the truth. Why didn't you tell someone? Asked Jack.
I was scared, Jean-Paul sighed. I didn't want the person who did this to come after me.
Can you tell me anything about the man himself? Asked Jack. What was he wearing?
He was dressed in black, answered Jean-Paul. His trousers, shirt and shoes were black. I couldn't see his face because his back was towards me, but his hair was the color of fire.
He had red hair? Asked Jack, even more curious, thinking of the red hair he'd found at the scene.
Yes, said Jean-Paul, it was very bright, just like those clowns in the circus, unmistakable.
Great, said Jack, you've been really helpful. I only need to do one more thing to rule you out as a suspect. Can I take a strand of your hair?
Jean-Paul looked at him, obviously confused.
I guess so, he said to Jack as he pulled one of his reddish-brown hairs from his head.
Jack grabbed the DNA decoder from his book bag and placed Jean-Paul's hair next to the one he had found in the Mona Lisa room. When the words "no match" appeared on the box, he turned to Jean-Paul. Thanks for your help, he said. You're no longer a suspect. I'll tell Chief Inspector Pierre.
Can I go home now? Jean-Paul asked.
Sure can, said Jack, and he waved goodbye as the man walked off. Jack thought about the person who had stolen the painting. He had penetrated the security of the Louvre without being noticed, and he had a glove with a built-in laser. Very few small-time crooks had access to this kind of technology. Jack thought it was about time to pay a visit to the owner of the company responsible for security at the Louvre. He rang Chief Inspector Pierre, who told him the man in question was Denis Dupré, owner of Paris Sécurité on the Champs-Élysées. Jack consulted his map and set off with questions buzzing in his head. Jack walked down the Champs-Élysées and into the grand reception area of the Paris Sécurité building. Seated at the reception desk was a young woman with short, spiky black hair and a diamond nose ring. She was chewing gum so loudly Jack could hear the pop and snap of every chew. Hi there, Jack said. I'm here to see Denis Dupré. She stared at Jack for a moment and then began to blow the biggest bubble he had ever seen. It grew until it covered her entire face, then burst with a pop.
Do you have an appointment?
She said, gathering the gum back into her mouth with her tongue. Jack wondered if she was usually this professional. No, but I am investigating the disappearance of the Mona Lisa for Chief Inspector Pierre, said Jack. I am hoping he will agree to see me. She picked up a phone and dialed.
Someone is here to see you about the Mona Lisa, she said.
There was a pause. She glanced up at Jack.
He'll see you. Take the lift to the third floor. His office is down the hall.
Monsieur Dupré's office wasn't hard to find. It took up half of the entire floor. Jack knocked.
What do you want?
Boomed a voice. Jack opened the large double doors and found Monsieur Dupré finishing off his lunch, an entire spit-roasted chicken. Monsieur Dupré was a burly man, almost the size of the desk he was sitting behind. Hello there, said Jack. I am investigating the disappearance of the Mona Lisa. Since your firm handles the security for the Louvre, I thought I should speak to you.
About what? Monsieur Dupré bellowed. The police have already spoken to us. Why should I speak to you?